We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
First day of OTA's organized team activity here at One Bills Drive. The Bills spending almost a couple hours on the field today, just before noon. And joining us in studio now is a brand new running back on the Buffalo Bills roster, Bryce Brown. Thanks for coming by here, Bryce. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me what this means, the first day of OTAs, in terms of how everything changes for you guys. What changed today?
For me, it was basically going out there and really just trying to learn the system, because right now the system is completely new to me, and I think it's very, very important that I use my time wisely and really kind of get accustomed to how the organization's ran, how the players are ran, and things like that.
You've had meeting time here before in the voluntary program. You've been around a little bit for that, right? But now the meeting time picks up, doesn't it?
Yeah. Now this is kind of where we all want to be, on the field, putting it all to play, and working together as one unit. And so this time is very, very important.
Let's go back a little bit and tell me about the trade that occurred on Saturday of the draft weekend. Were you anticipating a trade? Were there whispers that you might be traded away from the Eagles?
Not from inside the house of the Eagles organization. From what I heard from my position coach and the coaches there and things like that. I didn't hear. I was surprised that they traded me, and I didn't see it coming.
Were you surprised, you said, but were you bummed out a little bit? Did you feel like you had something going on there that you wanted to keep going with the Eagles?
No, not necessarily. This league is all about opportunity, and I feel like I have a better opportunity here, with the Buffalo Bills, and I'm glad, they got it worked out to where I can come here and be a part of this special organization, and now I'm just my focus is here on trying to get better and push all the guys and hopefully move in one direction.
One thing about a team when they make a trade, and maybe when they make a trade during draft weekend, it does indicate that they have something in mind for you. They're trying to figure out what role you might be able to play for them. That's got to feel pretty good.
I'm obviously, my main goal, again, is to come in here and work hard. And, I got some great guys in our room, with Fred Jackson and C.J. Spiller and Dix and Wingo. Those guys, since I've been here day one, have kind of taken me under their wing and kind of shown me, how things are done here and helped me out with the plays and stuff.
How different are things done here than they were in Philadelphia?
A lot different.
Really?
A lot different.
In what way?
Philly's a lot more fast-paced. And, we run a lot of plays in a short amount of time. Here it's a lot slower, I can say.
And, Philly, they obviously had some success offensively last year, but there's no telling which – this would be – and I'm thinking about this, probably the third offense you've been in now since you've been in the NFL. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. You're right. Third offense.
So that would kind of add to the difficulty in maybe picking things up, I would think.
Yeah. Like I said, I was getting, used to the no-huddle shotgun, type style offense. But, me being a player, it's my job to adjust and do everything I can possible to – learn these plays, learn the system, and go out and produce.
Some people think that what the Eagles are doing, what the coach has brought down to them offensively, is kind of the wave of the future in the NFL. Do you think that's true?
I don't know. But those guys there, Chip and his staff that he has there, they do a great job. And I think the numbers speak for themselves. And I know what they do, they'll have success there.
We're with Bryce Brown, Bills running back, acquired in the trade back on the Saturday of draft weekend just about a month ago. Also in that room is Tyrone Wheatley. What did you know about him coming in here to the Bills, and what have you learned about him in the month or so that you've been here?
I have. I learned a lot about him. I knew of him, a great running back. And, it helps having a running back that, as a coach, that has played.
Mm-hmm.
And, at the Eagles, I had Deuce Staley, another great running back. Those two are very, very similar, as far as coaching, in terms of getting the message across, and they treat everybody different, as far as how players respond to coaching and things like that. And I think they do a good job of getting to know each and every individual player that they're working with.
Bryce, how would you describe your running style?
Honestly, I'll say down here, I don't make a lot of cuts. I rely heavily on my speed, and that's something that I go in and have a lot of confidence in.
Are you like a power back? You consider yourself a power back?
I wouldn't. I've never considered myself a power back. If you watch me play, I've not taken a lot of hits. I don't look for contact. I look to outrun, a lot of my defenders. And like I said, I'm confident in my speed, and I like to think I'm the fastest on the field, even when I'm not.
Have they described a role for you here? Have they told you what they have in mind for you?
No, they haven't. And I think it's more of just, you know, getting me used to the system, getting me comfortable with the plays and learning the concepts of the plays and just getting comfortable overall.
Bryce, you came into the league as a seventh-round draft pick for the Philadelphia Eagles. Did you think it was like an uphill battle back then a couple of years ago to make the roster? Did you feel like, you know, I mean, as a seventh-rounder coming out of Kansas State, did you feel like you had something to prove when you went to the Eagles roster?
You know, when they drafted me, I looked at it as an opportunity for me. You know, we're not going to get into details about how my college went, but I feel like they really took a chance on me. And, you know, I didn't want to mess it up. I didn't want to, you know, screw my chances up. And I don't want to make them look bad for going in and taking me with their last pick. You know, I want to make them, you know, proud to, you know, go in and draft me. And, again, they took a chance. And I thank those guys, Andy and Howie and those guys over there, you know, for taking a chance on me.
Your rookie year started out pretty quietly. And then how did it come to be that you got, like, the start? You started against Carolina when you had the big game, right?
Right.
What happened? Injuries in front of you on the depth chart? Or?
Yeah, I mean, LeSean went down for a few weeks, and I was next in line. And it was just a matter of going out and just playing.
Was that a Monday night game against Carolina?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was that like? That was your first NFL start?
It was crazy. You know, I didn't, you know, my main thing was just going in there, you know, to try to do the best that I can. I knew this was an opportunity for me to kind of show everyone I was capable of doing and showing, you know, my talents that I have. And, you know, and I, you know, did the very best that I could that night.
You had more than 100 yards in the first half. It could not have started better for you in that game.
No, I didn't even realize, you know, the game was going so fast. And maybe, you know, it being my first time starting such a long time, but everything was just happening so fast for me.
Two touchdowns, including a 65-yard touchdown run. What do you remember about that play?
I just remember Carolina sending the fire zone backside and dropping the end on the front side, which exactly where the play was going, and it just opened right up.
And then the following week against the Dallas Cowboys, another big game. You started that game, 169 yards and two touchdowns in that game. Pretty amazing couple of weeks for your first couple of starts in the NFL.
Yeah, it was a great opportunity. It was fun. You know, I enjoyed it. I learned a lot during those times, and it kind of just gave me a lot of confidence in terms of you know, what I'm capable of doing, and really showed me the things I needed to work on to be an elite back. And you know, I got a chance to watch one of the best in the league in LeSean McCoy. And, you know, he set a great example for me.
When you play like you did in those two games and then you don't start when LeSean gets healthy again, is there a certain amount of frustration, like you've already demonstrated you can play in this league?
Maybe with some guys, not me. You know, to me, LeSean McCoy is the best running back in the league. And, you know, he earned the starting spot. He's a starter there, and my role was to back him up. And I understood my role. And so when it was, you know, when he got back, I understood exactly, you know, what my role was, and that was that.
Were you willing to continue on that path in your career, backing up LeSean, or did you think to yourself, I'd like to go someplace and show what I can do?
I felt like I could, you know, could play, I could start. But again, you know, the coaches, you know, they make those decisions. But I definitely thought that given an opportunity that I could start somewhere else. And, you know, I got a great opportunity to play here and show what I can do. And nothing against LeSean McCoy, but I feel like I could have started there as well.
Hey, Bryce, you know, one of the things when people look at those two games, they also look at the games you played in Philadelphia, and there's mention of ball security issues. Did you feel like that was an issue, you know, hanging onto the football, fumbling?
I mean, my first year, you can talk about, you know, the fumbles, the three fumbles that I had, and, you know, and yeah, I had the three fumbles, but a lot of that was coming to do fighting for extra yards and
right.
and just my lack of playing time, you know, not playing in such a long time. And you know, just getting in the groove and not being in the best shape. But you look at last year, you know, for the times that I had the ball, I didn't have any fumbles. So a lot of people talk about the fumbles my rookie year, but they don't talk about the zero fumbles that I had last year.
That's a couple of years ago now. It's tough to put that reputation behind you, I guess, huh?
I don't really pay attention to it. You know, like I said, I know the things I need to work on as a back. And, you know, ball security, I don't take lightly. And that's something I'll definitely we'll continue to work on.
What do you want to work on as a back? What do you need to get better at, do you think?
I would just say pass blocking. I think that's something that I always can improve on. Ball security and just recognizing defense. I think the better I learn of the defense and being able to anticipate things coming as far as blitzes and reading coverages and things like that, I think that can only enhance my game.
We're with Bills running back Bryce Brown. It's the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. Reading up on your background, when you came out of high school in Wichita, Kansas, right? You grew up in Wichita?
Yes, sir.
You were the number one high school prospect in the country, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me about that, what your high school career was like and how you got named as the number one high school player in the country.
It was fun. The thing I remember most and the thing I can look back on is I got an opportunity to play with my brother, and we're 11 months apart, and so we played most of our high school careers together. And so when I look back at that, that's something I remember the most, and thank God I didn't take that for granted because, you know, he's still playing and I'm still playing, and you know, I wish we could play together. But yeah.
Where's your brother now?
He's in Baltimore.
Okay. And what position is he?
Linebacker.
I didn't know that. When you came out of high school and you went to Tennessee and then you eventually switched to K-State, how much of that kind of disruption do you think account for the fact that you were a seventh rounder? And the fact that it was almost like your college career got sidetracked a little bit?
I think so. I think it had a lot to do with why I was a seventh rounder. And could potentially have been a free agent undrafted. Yeah. But like I said, Philadelphia, that was the one team that took a chance on me. And I don't really like to talk too much about my college career. You know, it is what it is. And, you know, I'm kind of in the now. You know, the opportunities, that's kind of what my story's been since I've gotten in the league is taking advantage of the opportunities when they come.
What do you think the opportunity is for you here playing behind C.J. Spiller and Fred Jackson right now?
Learn offense. You know, that's the number one thing is learn offense. And then when my number's called, go out and make plays.
Are you happy here? I mean, you've only been here a month or so. What do you think?
I like it. I think it's a great organization. I think we have great people in the system. And I just think, obviously, this time is important and crucial for us to learn and trust one another and compete and just put all the pieces together.
Bryce, thanks very much for coming by here. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Bryce Brown, Bills running back, acquired in the trade a month ago with the Philadelphia Eagles as the OTAs begin today. It is the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.